Here's one thing that probably cost me who knows how much money and an amazing experience because of something I wish that I had known when I was younger. Quick story, after college, I moved to New York to pursue advertising. I realized pretty quickly that I didn't like the agency I was at, and I sort of floundered around and found myself working at a company called Jack Spade. Now, you may not know Jack Spade, but it's the kind of male counterpart to Kate Spade. So we sold men's bags, that sort of thing. It was a super cool job for retail. It was in Soho, and the clientele was amazing. You'd have Mike D coming in off the street or the CEO of Target the next day. You never know who's gonna come in. And the Spades who ran the place were incredible people. They were so kind and generous. And when the day came that I decided I was gonna leave that job and move to Los Angeles to pursue something in film, I got contacted by Andy, the founder, and he said, hey, let's go out and have a drink so I can kind of wish you well as you go off on this new adventure. So we did, and as we're kind of drinking our afternoon beers, he said, hey, I would love to put you in touch with my brother. He's been out there for a number of years, and he might be able to help you out. And I don't know if it's my kind of Midwestern upbringing or what, but I always had this sense that whenever people were offering to do me a favor, that I was kind of putting them out in some way, like I was inconveniencing them. And so my response was, oh, it's really okay. I appreciate it, but no, really, I'm fine. And that decision kind of haunts me because Andy Spade's brother is actor-comedian David Spade. So it does beg the question, what would my experience in Los Angeles been like had I had a personal connection to David Spade? I will never know. But it brings to light this thing that I wish that my younger self had known, and anyone younger, I just want them to also know this. If you have that sensibility that people who are farther along in their career are inconvenienced by helping you out, they're not. If you get all scientific about it and think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, a lot of these really powerful people, they have everything taken care of. They have all the money they need. They have all the power and status. The thing that they are really desiring is to feel good about themselves, to feel like they can help the next generation in some way. So I would just say to my younger self and anyone else watching, if someone offers to give you a hand up, take that hand. And don't be afraid to ask for help, because you never know what kind of doors that might be opening for you.